Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we introduce tools that will assist you in discovering and embracing your own incredible truth, value, and worth. These tools are designed to empower your journey to living a more mindful and purposeful life, and when applied to your life experience, these tools powerfully serve as valuable resources that help guide you to live as the beautiful, perfect, authentic essence that is you. Thank you so much for being here today. We'll start off with a couple of questions for you. Have you ever had an idea or a dream that seemed like a wonderful direction for you to take, an intention to make positive and empowering changes in your life, maybe even for others, and then all of a sudden they just kind of disappeared, or they died away, they withered from lack of follow through, or you know, you feel like there was just some obstacles that jumped up to prevent you from getting there? Have you ever been inspired to take steps only to change course sometime after you began, if you began at all? We all receive inspiration. We all have ideas for positive change come to us as we travel through this life experience. We all have thoughts of how we can improve our lives. No matter how incredible life may be for us at the time, we still seek improvement. We seek positive change. You know, that's kind of the nature of life in itself, as it's constantly evolving. When we have these experiences, we sometimes take steps, we sometimes don't. We've all had experiences that we did not manifest, that you know, some inspiration came to us at some point, but for some reason or another, we didn't do it. Now, some folks may believe that they have never manifested a single dream. For those who think that, consider this. You have made it this far in your life, so even if it is not the ideal conditions you hoped for, you have been manifesting all along. Otherwise, you wouldn't have made it this far. It's just simple truth. These dreams and inspirations come to us in so many different ways. Sometimes it is a simple thought of what could be different. Sometimes our dreams and inspirations seem, you know, minuscule. Sometimes they seem gargantuan. These dreams and inspirations sometimes feel that they are a must-do, and sometimes they just feel like it's something that would be nice bringing into our life. Some of these dreams and inspiration may even be world-changing, yet no matter how big or small, no matter whether they would enhance people's life's experience in this world or just ours, we do not always bring them to reality. I know if I wrote out each idea, dream, and inspiration or intention that I have and put them all on little note cards or index cards, what do you want to call it? Even if I did that and stacked them all up, the pile would be huge. It would, you know, seemingly reach to the moon. Some of these ideas I've brought into my recognizable reality, and others have just fallen by the wayside, never to be seen again. Can you relate to that? The first thing to know, and I've mentioned this on many occasions here on the show, is not to judge. Don't judge your actions. Don't judge your inactions. Just know that they either came to be or they didn't. And being a firm believer in everything happens for a reason, like I am, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with the ones that didn't come to fruition. Now, having said that, I'm not suggesting you just ignore the inspirations you do receive or have received in the past. There is a reason for receiving them, and that reason may serve you or the world's well-being when they are brought to fruition. Once we talk about today's tool, you may want to dig up some of these from the past and reconsider them. Maybe not. And like I said, that's okay. No judgment from me, and I invite you to not judge yourself as right or wrong with whatever decision you make about those past inspirations and dreams that you may have let go by the wayside. There is a reason that we do not always bring about the changes encouraged by these inspirations that we receive. It goes much deeper even than any limiting beliefs that we have about ourselves or our ability. It goes deeper than any of our negative self-talk. The primary reason that we do not follow through and manifest our dreams, intentions, and ideas is even beyond our lack of taking steps, and it has nothing to do with an inability to make it happen. You're all perfectly capable of making happen every dream that you desire when you believe that you can. And there's something to help you along that we're going to get into here in a little bit. Now, don't get me wrong. Limiting beliefs, negative self-talk, lack of taking actions, and inability to make it, you know, to make it all happen will all prevent us from moving forward with our inspiration if we let them. Now, hear that again. These obstacles will stop us dead in our tracks if we allow them to be bigger than our inspiration. There's one thing that will overcome all of these things, and that thing is passion. This passion I'm talking about today is the passion that rises from within, that fire that burns deep within your heart, that just begs you to bring about shifts and changes in our lives, that deepest of desires to affect change. There is a saying that is very, very, very true. It goes something like this. We will change when the pain of staying the same becomes more powerful than the pain of changing. Now, that's what most of us live by. I know that I do. There's times that I just kind of get, I don't know, idle, and I don't make the changes that I feel I need in my life until it becomes too painful not to change. We often wait until it hurts too much or until we are actually causing pain to ourselves by staying the same. It takes that pain sometimes to kick us into action. We sometimes think that the action will be more painful or too hard than the change. Without the passion, those limiting beliefs and self-doubt will be painful and they will stop us. Now, the passion kind of dulls the pain. It kind of makes it not so painful. In fact, it takes the pain away in most cases. Well, folks, I'm not a fan of pain. I sought out what was required to make change without the pain, and I would very much like to move some of those index cards, that I have in that big old pile. I like to move some of those to the completed and the accomplished pile. I probably should mention that the items on these index cards are not all physical wants. Just like you, you have some desires and some intentions and some inspirations that are not physically based. Some of them are. That's fine. But for me, some of them are spiritual. Some of them are emotional. Some of them are intellectual. Some are... some are for my closest friends and some are for my family. Some are for the good of mankind. You know, so there's all kinds of different reasons and all kinds of different inspirations. There are things I want to learn and there are things that I would like to feel differently about. These things are both past and present. There is a deeper spiritual connection that I would love to have, personal growth that I would like to manifest in my life. And I'm sure you are probably pretty similar in all of that as well. What I found that was missing was that internal passion that we talked about a little bit ago. Granted, I was passionate about many of these things, and they still failed or fell away. But the difference is that my passion was all aimed outwardly. I focused too much on that outward manifestation instead of the inner passion. And when we ignite this inner passion for any inspiration, dream, or intention or desire that we have, we drastically improve our opportunity for success, our opportunity for completion, our opportunity for manifestation. When we ignite the passion within, we can change because we desire it. So take a look at those intentions and inspirations that you have now or from the past and feel it deep within your core. And it may just be a little spark at first when you bring them back up or when you first see them. It may just be a little spark. Allow the feelings associated with those ideas to grow within you. Even before you take the first step, allow them to grow within you. There is something about these things that lit a spark within you in the first place, or you wouldn't have had them. Identify those initial feelings and tune into them. Let those feelings and inspiration fuel that fire that's going to burn within. And I'm not talking about heartburn, folks. This is not a painful thing. That fire is just an inspiration. It's a calling, if you will, and we all have it. Now, on a side note, before we move on, passion does not mean fight. You know, people rise up in protest and call it passion. They may be passionate about the cause, but when we allow anger and hatred to fuel that passion, we are getting off the mark. This inner passion that I'm speaking of today is driven by love and desire for positive change. We cannot accomplish this if we're throwing anger and hatred and insults around. Those detract from our cause. They cheat us out of the beauty of the cause. They damage us, they damage others, and they drastically damage the cause. So if you have something that you want to protest, you have something that you want to make change in, leave the hate and the anger and the insults aside. Take those out of the equation altogether. Today's tool is Ignite Your Passion. This topic came about to me last week in a very profound but kind of unusual way, and I thought you might enjoy hearing how it became a topic on Life's Toolbox. Now, some of you know that I live in the country, and I love it so much that I may never, ever be able to go back to the city. Living in the country has many, many advantages. It's got the peace and the quiet that you hear about, and that's true. It's got connection with nature. That's awesome. It's got clean air. You know, it's got so many advantages. Living in the city has some advantages too, but for me, the advantages of living in the country outweigh those of living in the city. But one of the advantages that may not seem quite as important to many of you is that I have the advantage that I can have a burn pile or a bonfire anytime I want. You know, as I said, there are many, many more gifts to be appreciated. But last week, I was reminded just how important a bonfire can be. You know, like I said, I live out in the country. I live on a property that has several acres. And on this acreage, part of it is covered with really dense woods. And then there's a fruit orchard, and there's that has several peach trees and pear trees. And then there's a pecan grove that provide, you know, much beauty. And I just love walking around in those trees, whether it's one of the orchards or the groves or out in the woods. A property like this may seem like a lot to keep up with for many people, and it is quite a lot of work. However, there is a way to keep up with it all that allows for some deep inner discovery and many, many lessons. It's like anything else in life. It's how we perceive it and experience it that makes the difference. But anyway, every once in a while when the wind picks up, these dead limbs fall out of the trees. And over the past few months, I've been walking around picking these things up and putting them in a pile. I added some old lumber that kind of rotted out that I couldn't use any longer, and then I had a box of old papers that I wanted to get rid of, and they had some numbers and things on it that I didn't want people to get, so I put them in the burn pile as well. Well, last week the perfect day for a burn pile occurred. The weather was absolutely perfect. It was cool. There was a very, very gentle breeze, if any at all, and the humidity was very high. So, burn pile, here we come. If you have ever had the experience of being near a bonfire, or in this case, a burn pile, you will understand when I say it is a mesmerizing experience. Even though I didn't have s'mores, it was still absolutely wonderful. It is very difficult to be anything but fully present and mindful as those flames dance around the pile and they just draw your focus in. For me, I was taken back to times when I would camp on the banks of rivers that I canoed in the Ozarks, and sitting by the bonfire listening to the crackling of the fire and the popping, and then hearing the river as it gently made its way over all of the rocks. Absolutely beautiful, but I'm not going to get into those times because that would be several other shows full of information. For this show, we're going to stick to the burn pile experience from last week as it opened my eyes more fully to today's topic. When the fire was first lit, the flames jumped quickly into a lively dance, but once the dried leaves and smaller twigs were consumed, the fire died down and went out. So I relit it. And I relit it, and I relit it several times. You see, I was out of lighter fluid, so it was one of those old-fashioned sort of ignitions. I had like one of those stick lighter things and was trying to ignite this thing. But anyway, the fire began creating these hot embers. And as that happened, they fell to the center of the pile. And as more and more of those embers gathered under the pile of limbs and wood, an energy started to grow from within. Once this energy began, it created a sustainable fire, and it burned for more than 6 hours. Actually, until the next morning, the embers below the ash the next morning were still hot enough that had I added some more limbs, it would have started another fire. You know, there are many parallels to life you can realize from a burn pile. We could easily talk for this entire show about the power of letting go of unwanted things, or we could talk about how transforming things that no longer serve us into something usable is very important in our lives. Or we could talk about like the dead limbs turning into ash, which will now be used as fertilizer in gardens. We can take negative things and turn them into positive experiences or lessons. You know, we could talk about how as that wood burns, it turns into smoke, and then the smoke turns into nothing as it dissipates out into the atmosphere. As I watched the fire and all these things were playing around my head, the most significant thing that struck me was that experience that I had while actually trying to light the fire. When I first began, those flames were absolutely beautiful. They were dancing all around, vibrant colors, different sizes and shapes. They were emerging from the pile in many different directions. It was just an absolute show. Much like our inspirations, dreams, and intentions when we first conceived them, the show is the most important part. But on this fire, just like a lot of our intentions, the flames eventually, very quickly even, were gone. Within a few minutes, the fire was out. Same thing happens with our intentions. So I relit it, and once again, there was a brief show of flames jumping around and sounds of fire hissing and popping, and again, it went out. Like I said, I repeated this until finally, something took. Like lighting the fire, when we first begin something, whether it be a relationship, a new job, a job search, a new home, an idea, a goal, an intention, when we first have the thought, or even when we first take action towards manifesting those thoughts, the flames are beautiful. We are focused mostly on how it appears to us on the outside. Not that we're doing it for somebody else, but we focus on what it looks like out there somewhere. We focus so much on what we can see with our physical eyes that we often ignore the one thing that will keep the fire burning. That one thing that keeps the fire burning are those embers that move into the core of the burn pile and ignite the pile from within. In our case, for our goals, intentions, and dreams, these inner embers, it's our inner passion. It is not until that fire begins burning from within, till that passion begins burning from within, that we create a sustainable reality shift. When that happens, we have the courage and the strength and desire to follow through. Once that fire burns from within, it is difficult for anything to stop it. In the beginning, we have to be close to it. We have to add fuel to the fire. We have to take actions to keep the fire lit. There's a lot of smoke and a lot of heat. There's discouragement when things don't go as planned. In this case, I was tempted to head to the store and grab some lighter fluid, which would have helped with the fire, but there is often not a quick fix ignition for our dreams. We are all able to seek energy from our desires from within. This is where we find our passion. We may be passionate for an idea, an intention, or a goal, but it is not until that passion moves away from the external results of what we want and begins to resonate within our core that we see our desires come to manifestation. For those who think the path to change will be difficult and painful, this burn pile experience shed light on that as well. Once the fire is burning from within, we can relax into the momentum. It's not that we tune out. It's not that we turn our back on it. We can just relax into it. We don't have to work so hard because we've got this drive coming from within that's serving us, that's bringing us along. We do not stop our forward progress. We still may need to add fuel to the fire occasionally. We may have to keep an eye on the situation. But like this fire, once it's going, I was able to actually step back and enjoy the process even deeper. I was able to appreciate it. I was able to move into that state of gratitude for the steps that I was taking. I was no longer focused on the end result. I appreciated where I was in that moment. That is passion. When we move our outer passion within, we create embers that allow us to develop something that will withstand all that might jump into our way. Once you build this passionate foundation, there is nothing that can stop you other than you. As I mentioned earlier, the following morning, the embers under that ash were still extremely hot. The wind had started to pick up a bit more than I felt comfortable with, and I decided to extinguish the fire totally. Even though that fire looked like it went out the night before, and those embers burned all night long, even though it had burned for that long, it took over an hour with a hose on high output to quench those embers, to extinguish all chance of it getting away from me. When we move our attention within, we connect with a greater power than our conscious mind can ever achieve. We are guided by our authentic self, our higher self. In this internal passion, we connect with universal intelligence. We create an energy that is contagious. When you feel this passion for one thing, you will begin to feel it for others as well. This internal passion is not something that you have to sit back and hope for. You do not have to wait for it to happen. You create it. Tune into the feelings that brought the inspiration to you in the first place. Hold those as precious and let them grow. Move those feelings away from the project itself and allow them to resonate within you as your truth, and then apply them back to the inspiration. Find gratitude for each step of the way, and even those that feel difficult will not be so difficult after that. When we ignite the fire within and move beyond the external appearance, we move in the direction of our desires. Passion, your essence, greater good, all come together to make up the flame within us. When we tune into these things, we see the true beauty of our desires, the true beauty of the experience. When we live from this passionate place within our hearts, we see highest good manifesting in each of our intentions. Even if our original vision of the inspiration shifts or even changes completely, we know and we feel that all is well. When we keep our eyes and our hearts focused on the flame, our results can be nothing less than purposeful. Your passion grows from within, and it is your choice. I can't say that enough. It's your choice. We get so caught up in relying on something outside of us to spark passion, to spark inspiration, to spark direction. Folks, nothing outside of you can bring you to this point where your passion is found within. I invite you to look within, find your passion, and when you do, limiting beliefs, self-doubt, worry, money issues, they all fall away. They're going to jump up. I'm not going to lie to you. They will jump up, and it's going to be hard to ignore them sometimes, but allow your passion to be greater than all of those. There's nothing so powerful as your passion in anything that you do. Your passion truly is aligned with highest good, whatever you decide that might be. Do not allow the fire within to go out. You deserve so much more than that. There are some things that do get in our way, and there are some things that are going to tempt you to give up. There are going to be people in your life that tell you no, or tell you that that's not a good idea. They may even call it stupid. Don't buy into it. It's the best advice that I can give is don't buy into what you hear from the outside. Tune in. Find that thing that resonates within you. Let it become tools that you use to move forward in your life. Let it become tools to keep you on track with something that you feel is important to you. Let it become the reason that you look for positive change in your life. Let it become the reason that you grow deeper spiritually or deeper emotionally. Whatever it is that serves you best, allow passion to be the fuel for that. It's kind of the cool thing about this is passion. We fuel passion with our feelings. You know, those are those positive emotions and feelings that we want in life. That's how we fuel our passion. But once we've got it fueled, it becomes the fuel for everything else. It's pretty powerful stuff. You can live a purposeful life, but only you can decide what that purpose is. And you find it when you find your passion. Thank you so much for listening in today. I invite you to follow the Life's Toolbox page, the Life's Toolbox Facebook page, where you will find daily affirmations and help brighten your day, links to this show, the archive shows, and lots of other goodies as well. Also, please visit my website at www.kennybrixey.com to find out about my books, my personal and spiritual growth workshops, coaching programs, corporate workshops, team development events, seminars, and my newest addition, my newest service that I've just added, it's all about emotional release. There is some really cool stuff happening in this world, in this universe now, where you can tap into the subconscious, where 90% of your, actually it's more than that, but anyway, 99% of your intelligence lies in that subconscious. But anyway, your emotional, your trapped emotions, if I say that correctly, are what stop you from tapping into all that. So check it out. Emotional release, again, within just a couple of weeks. It's actually going to be on the website for you to look at. But go in there. There's lots of goodies in there already. My deepest gratitude goes out to Brent Carey for creating this amazing resource for empowered living that is Empower Radio. Also, thanks to my producer, Mark. He's an amazing member of the Empower Radio family and an awesome producer for Life's Toolbox and other Empower Radio shows as well. Be sure to listen to some of the other shows here on Empower Radio, and you will certainly find something that holds meaning for you. Until next week and beyond, ignite your passion. Allow the greatest good of you manifest for you and the world. Love and peace. Bye now.